Dr. Steve Hotze, founder and CEO of the Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. The so-called COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine at all. It's a dangerous experimental gene therapy. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, gives the definition of the term vaccine on its website. A vaccine is a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease. Immunity is the protection from an infectious disease. If you are immune to a disease, you can be exposed to it without becoming infected. This so-called COVID-19 vaccine does not provide any individual who receives the vaccine with immunity to COVID-19, nor does it prevent the spread of the disease. It does not meet the CDC's own definition of a vaccine. That's why it's a deceptive trade practice under 15 U.S. Code, Section 41 of the Federal Trade Commission. For pharmaceutical companies who are producing this experimental gene therapy to claim that it's a vaccine. These pharmaceutical companies are lying to the public. The government health bureaucrats are also lying to the public by calling this treatment a vaccine. This COVID-19 experimental gene therapy is only designed to minimize your symptoms if you were to be infected with the COVID-19 virus. Let me reemphasize that this COVID-19 experimental gene therapy does not meet the CDC's own definition of what a vaccine is. It does not provide immunity or prevent the spread of the disease. By referring to this therapy as a vaccine, the pharmaceutical companies are attempting to shield themselves.
All of us want to be superheroes. And the most important heroes are those that help others. This year, thousands of kids like us around the world joined the COVID-19 vaccine trial. To all the kids who volunteered, we'd like to say,
thank you.
But one day, I had a stomach ache so bad, I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
Two teenage boys who died on days 3 and 4 after the Pfizer vaccine, and the parents were horrified to find the children dead at home. Autopsies were performed, and the conclusion was crystal clear. The vaccines caused the death with massive heart inflammation.
I took care of those children who came in with myocarditis after the vaccine, and I talked to the doctors because I was a charge nurse, saying, why aren't we reporting these to VAERS? Who is going to report these to VAERS? It was an unspoken thing that we were not allowed to talk about openly on the unit. The day before I was taken away from my position, I was actively giving compressions to a child to keep him alive.